Moretti is the Senior Director of People, Culture, and Quality at the Canadian Mental Health Association in Waterloo, Wellington. She has joined us this afternoon. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Brian.
How much burnout do we see? Is it something that you run into from time to time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we do. Speaking as an HR leader at CMHA, our staff do a lot of tough work, and that does tend to happen. You know, we see it in the form of compassion fatigue and that sort of thing. So, yeah, we do see that, and certainly work, you know, can cause a lot of stress. Work is something that we spend a lot of our day doing, and it can be quite stressful.
So what do you think, Heather? Because I often have a quandary in my head about this, that when we talk about burnout, it's not always employer-imposed. We bring some of it on ourselves, not to you know, say, well, that's okay, but there is a balance there, right?
For sure. I think that we can do lots of things to help avoid burnout. A number of things would include making sure that you're getting enough sleep at night, and sleep is a big factor when it comes to stress and mental health and feeling healthy just generally. Making sure that you're taking breaks, you know, talking about your problems, you know, making sure that you're kind of expressing your feelings. That can kind of be things that can help a lot. Simplifying your life. So, you know, stress can come up when there's just too many things that are going on, and really learning to say no can be a real skill that takes some practice, but, you know, trying to make your to-do list sort of manageable. Other things you can do, you know, personally would be, you know, start on the inside, kind of, you know, practices like yoga and meditation, mindfulness, breathing exercise. Those are some things that, you know, personally you can do. Being active and being, you know, getting physical activity 30 minutes a day, and doing things that you enjoy, you know, listening to music, reading, walking, seeing friends, you know, making sure that you're building those social connections. Those are all, you know, good things that we can do to help decrease stress in our life and workplace stress as well.
Listening to the radio, if you enjoy that. That's always a good idea.
Absolutely.
So it's for me, Heather, I've taken this on, you know, since last fall, and that's when I'm done here. And because, you know, when you're here for 3 hours and you're constantly changing topics and, you know, your mind's constantly racing, for me, that gets me a little bit wound up. So I'll leave here, and I will take an hour just to walk.
Yeah.
Just to clear my head and get rid of some of the stuff, because I find by the time I'm done that, okay. And it's funny, because when I leave here at 3, I feel tired, but at the end of that hour, if it's 4 or 4:30, I actually feel really energized.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing to do, and I mean, I think that really, you know, probably helps just, you know, to forget about the problems of the day and the stress that you might have been under, just to, you know, try to let go of those things and move to the next part of your day. I think that's an excellent strategy.